Thank you so much for calling.
I was holding for Josh Baker.
Yep, the call is being connected. Kindly stay on the line for a minute.
Thank you so much for being online. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Diana. It's Samantha here. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I am good. I actually tried to call you yesterday, and it went on voicemail. I wanted to discuss the project with you and offer you.
Well, I'm here. So what's going on? Tell me what's going on, because I've been trying to get a hold of you all day long, and you've been in meetings all day long. So please. Keep me out of suspense. I got to hear this one. What's going on?
Yes. The problem is that you were already facing multiple issues with the printing order. So the team or the management, the compliance team, decided to go ahead and issue you a refund for that. Because I understand you cannot wait, and it's not your fault as well, you know, and it's been a very long time. Now, the order that we were going to dispatch as well, our entire printing department got shut down. And now we are actually looking for alternate resources. But then again, that's not your fault, and you should not go through any kind of delays like that. Already connected with.
So you're reneging on the deal. You guys are sending it back and saying no, we're not going to print this.
No. What are you saying?
I don't know what you're saying. What is the problem with printing 500 books, ma'am? What is the issue? I don't get it.
Let me tell you the problem. The problem is internal, and that's the reason why it doesn't concern you. So if we are not providing you the services, we are giving you your money back. Simple.
So you guys can't print this is what you're telling me?
Yes. Or if we wait until the internal issue that's been going on with the printing orders, if that
is... Well, what is the excuse this time so I can let the bat scientist know? What is it? You're a printer. Why won't you guys print this? This is black and white. What is the problem here? Why won't you print this? I've waited 9 months. They have nothing.
Dana, the printing department shut down. And now how do you want me to fix that? Should I go myself and fix that? I'm giving you your money back, right? That's how it works. See, I understand your frustration, but if I was going to come and tell you that, you know what, I'm not giving you your order and I'm not giving you your money as well, then it would make sense for you to be mad at me. I am apologizing.
I didn't understand you, okay? I didn't understand that your printing company shut down. You just got that out of your mouth, so I really appreciate some honesty. I did not know that your print shop shut down, okay? Sorry.
I'm very, very sorry.
I really am.
Okay. And that's the reason why I didn't want to prolong things with you because I know that this has been really difficult for you. You remember we spoke multiple times before.
Yeah.
So I know what you've been through. That's the reason why I told my team not to prolong this or delay this or come back to you and say, you know what, we are fixing our printers or printing department. We are working on that, and then you're going to get your orders like a month delayed or 2 months delayed or who knows. You know, God knows when this is going to be fixed. It's an entire printing department that got shut down. So it's a huge thing.
As of how long ago? So I can explain this to the bat scientist. So how long ago did this happen?
It just happened yesterday. I got the final news.
Okay.
We were facing some concerns with the printing department from the past 2 or 3 weeks. And you must have heard a couple of delays. You must have faced a couple of delays and all that too from your project manager as well. Now, yesterday, we officially got a notice, everyone in the entire company, that we cannot facilitate this, and it's down until further notice. Now, if I don't have a date to, you know, when it's going to be fixed, I cannot miscommit my customers and ask them to wait blindly, you know? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. So how much of a refund are you talking about then? Just go ahead and do the refund. I mean...
I actually am waiting for the finance to actually provide me the breakdown of your services, because, you know, it's a complete bundle that you bought and you paid an accumulated amount. So that's the reason why I'm holding this off. I sent the request to them already yesterday, and most likely by day and today, I should be able to hear back from them. So I will either call you, drop you a message if I cannot get you over the phone, or I'm going to send you the breakdown via email, if that works for you.
If you can just send an email so I can look at it in the morning, that's fine.
Okay, all right. And Dinah, please don't stress, okay? Relax. You're going to get your money back. And the easiest way to go about getting your printed copies, either you can approach Lulu, or Lulu is a bit expensive, though. If you want it at a cheaper price, you should order author copies from Amazon.
Okay.
That will be cost to cost, so it's not going to be expensive. All right. You're not going to be paying any profit to Amazon if you go for the author copies. And I guess you can order about 100 each time, or 99, I believe. I'm not too sure about that. But you have to look into your Amazon account or call Amazon and find out from them, okay, the number of copies that you can order each time. Okay?
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Samantha. I appreciate your honesty.
No
problem.
Have a good day. Thank you so much for understanding, Dinah. I will get back to you by day and today with the breakdown, and then maybe we can talk today. If you're not available today, you can talk. We can talk tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.